Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
This week, I showed Rob an exercise where he laid on the floor, held my ankles, and lifted both of his legs up towards me.
From there, straight up your shorts. I was
God, well, there's a little exercise you want to do.
I just shut my eyes. I wasn't sure if it was a skin tag or if he didn't have undies on again.
Paddy told Triple M's Jess Eva how he now wears his PJs out in public.
I always liked a man that wore pyjamas in public because it meant he had very low self-esteem, which means I had half a shot.
That's right.
Mark from Springfield called about Anzac Day.
Dr. Gosford, I was on the way back and I walked in, I brought 10 veterans' beers. You should have seen the look of thanks in their face. And I just said, thanks for your service, guys. One guy started crying.
We spoke about speed cameras and if they were just revenue raisers.
Portal or yes or no, that's all I want from you, Mr.
I know you want to give you a yes or no answer. I hate it when someone asks you yes or no, when there's a lot more to
come
it
on
than yes or
yes
no.
Yes or no, do you think?
Yes, it's revenue raising.
That's all I want to hear. That's all I want. Turn your mic off now. West Tigers are having a shocker. And Dronesy called.
The supporters would be despondent, disappointed and even disillusioned. Yeah. But there's one word that will cheer up the most defeated West Tigers fan.
And what word is that, Big Al?
Broncos.
Elon Musk said 2026 is the year.
Okay, 2026. So we're 5 years away. You're getting humans on Mars?
Yep.
Okay, bet you $1,000. Put your money where your mouth is, pal. $1,000.
Humans
you
on Mars?
Yep. We've got 5 years. We've got 5 years to save up.
Okay, what about this? Yeah. We will have sent humans to Mars, but if they explode on the way there, well, that doesn't
the
count.
The bet's off.
Yeah, that's right.
This week was the arrival of the pink moon.
Oh. It's quite pretty. When it's close to the horizon, it just looks bigger because of the way your brain works.
It wasn't pink.
If you watch it go up, it was so.
I wanted to see a pink moon, like that blood red moon that wasn't pink. I was disappointed.
I was with my son Griff last night. I said, look at that, it's a pink moon. Yeah. He goes, no, it's not, Dad, that's orange.
Where do we get our money back? Come on, right. God, give us our money back. Melbourne is hosting a new disco. Where do you put your money? Ronaldo called.
I'm sure most will just have a card, Robert. Yeah. Be careful that. As I said to Sebastian, if someone swipes my slot without asking, there will be a 25% surcharge.
Local Morris Goolagong is gaining a great reputation as an artist. Kerry from Killarney Vale called us.
Oh, boy.
How much do you charge you for it?
I actually received it as a gift.
Right,
but I believe it came from the Lemon Tree Gallery in East Gosford, and it was actually valued at $1,000.
Oh, right, because I saw that on curbside pickup the other day.
You are such a dog.
A world record attempt for walking 60 dogs has been stopped. Producer Miss Kay delivered the bad news on air.
Yes, I've received a text from the legal department and unfortunately we're not going to be able to go ahead with it.
What am I supposed to say to Brett and his three cattle dogs?
I know.
Ollie Benson.
Yeah. My two dogs, Bear and Taco.
And my dog, Walt.
Your dog, Walt. So they have said these miserable... I don't have the swear on. Yes, I do have it on now. These miserable have said no.
Unfortunately, there's too many things that could go wrong.
Central Coast canine expert John Gatt said... I told you so.
It's a stray dog, and you're going to get anxiety everywhere. They're going to just go at each other.
Yeah. And we wanted to be known for something, John, and you ruined it.
No, I want to do it. Let's do it under, undercover kind of thing, shall we?
Undercover.
like with raincoats on or something.
The sadness continued for Rob Palmer after 2021 Dancing with the Stars winner Luke Jacobs asked if Rob was invited back on the show.
Did you get the call, Robbie? Like, because from what I heard, though, is they asked a huge bunch of people and it was kind of like whoever responds first. Because I responded before I think the email would have been sent to anyone. Like, I literally said yes straight away.
I was sending out emails from 3 years ago, Luke.
Luke, you didn't have to bring it up, mate. You did not have to bring it up.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.